We are learning Masechta Shavuos Dav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning by the two dots on Dav Zayin Amud Beis, approximately 9 lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah, now we're going further in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there are certain kabbonos in Yom Kippur which are mechaper on different things. So the first thing, first, it says, Yesh ba yediyah betchila, ve'ein ba yediyah besayif, which means he knows he became tumah, he forgot about it. And he still does not know what he did wrong, because he went into the base of Mikdash Miwal, and he came out, and he's going to figure out soon that he was takatame and he made a mistake. But he doesn't know that yet. So halacha is, the sarah nasa befnim on Yom Kippur is mechaper. On Yom Kippur, you brought three se'irim. You brought one sa'ir that was nasa befnim, which means you brought the dam on to the arayin, onto the pareches, that's sarah nasa befnim. There's another goat, another sa'ir that was brought la'azazel. It was sent down the mountain and smashed into pieces. Those are the two seerim that had girl on. One was Sarah Nasafnim, Sarah Lashem, one was Sarah Lazazel. And a third Sarah for Musaf. So the Sarah Nasafnim is Mechapa on what? Is Mechapa on the person who has a Yediyah B'Tchila, Vein by Yediyah B'Saif. And the Shaila is, where do we notice from that we're talking about such a case? So Zoch to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu. It says in the Pasuk about the Sarah Nasafnim, it says in the Pasuk, V'chipar ala kodesh metumas b'nei Yisrael, u'mepishayem, l'choch atesam, v'chen yaseh lo yomar, v'shechiritam sechtum asam. It says in the Pasuk that this sa'ir will be mechaper ala kodesh metumas b'nei Yisrael, pashm is mechaper in the heichel, from the tumah b'nei Yisrael, u'mepishayem, from the averitz, l'choch atesam. That says in the Pasuk. Now when it says metumas, what does it mean? So Zoch to Gemara, yeshli b'inyan zeh lahavi, shosh tumas. There are three tumas. Besides for classical tumas, there are three tumas you could bring that this is being mechaper for: tumas avodah zarah, the tumas gilah arayis, the tumas shvichas damim. It could be any one of those three because all those three averes in the pasuk are used as lashon tumah. Avodah zarah omer, it says in the pasuk that someone should not do avodah zarah. We're talking about actually the meilach over there. Vani eten es panai parshas kedoshim. Vani eten es panai beishahu bechrati oisem mekarav amoi ki mezaroi nosan la meilach leman tamei es mekdoshi lechal shem kachi. Agav Tosis points out that we're going to the yom that meilach is avodah zarah. Those who remember Sechas Sanhedrin, there's machlokes tanoim there if the meilach is avodah zarah or it's stam. A darkei amayri. It's not avodah zarah. We're going now to avodah zarah. So it says in the pasuk, leman tameis mikdashi. Now, first of all, what does that mean? What does it mean leman tameis mikdashi? How do you mean tamei the mikdash when you do avodah zarah lemelech? So Rashi Chumash says, es mikdashi means it's kneses yisrael shimikudeshesli. It's referring to the kneses yisrael. Tosfos over here says kedusha shemi. Leman tameis mikdashi means kedusha shemi. In any case, you find lashon tumah by avodah zarah. So maybe v'chiper al kodesh v'tumas ben yisrael means avodah zarah, and we'll see what it means mechaper avodah zarah. Does avodah zarah get skila? We'll see in the Gemara. We'll talk about that soon. But so there are three tumas that it could be. It could be tumas avodah zarah. Why? It says leman tameis mekdashi. Begila rise so emes in the pasuk v'shmarta mes v'shmarti levilti asos v'chukus ataveis. It says mitaveis. It says, also, don't become tummy from the Gila Rais. And Mashiach has done Weimer, it says, that so maybe the Pasuk in the Torah that says that the Yom Kippur is Mechaper, the Sarah Nasim of Nim is Mechaper, Al Tumaisam, Matumas Bnei Yisrael, maybe referring to one of these three Averis. So Zok Gemara Yochal Gimel Tumas Ha'alalu. Yei Sar Mechaper, Sar Shem Mechaper, Tam Aloy Mar, Shtetan Pasuk, Mit Tumas B'nei Yisrael. V'chib HaKadosh, Mit Tumas B'nei Yisrael. V'loy Kol Tumas. Some of the Tumas, not all of them. So it got to be only one of the Tumas. Now which Tumah are we referring to? Ma Metzinu Shechol Kosta Mechlal Kol Tumas. Which Tumah do you see? The Torah is separate from all of the Tumas. And Havaimer, Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh, that is different. Like the Gemara will say later on, Daf Ches, the difference is that's a carbon el v'yerid. So what stands out from all the Tumas? You know what stands out? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. The Tumas of going into the base of Mikdash or eating Kodesh stands out because it has a carbon el v'yerid. So since it stands out, we can understand that the Sorah and Nasa B'Fnim is Mechapa on that.
None of
those three. It's a third, fourth one, the other Tumas, the classical Tumas. Avkam, but Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. Here what Tumas says, different review. That's what he says. That is a drasha. Who says drasha? Says mit tumais means something. Which one is it? We're going to say mesvara means one that's chaluk. Rav Shimon Omer, Kaimu Mukhra. It's a Mufarish Pasuk. Hareyu Omer, it's in the Pasuk, V'chiper ala Kodesh, Metumas Bnei Yisrael. So it sounds like Klar, the Mechapa on the Kodesh, from their Tumah, from the Kodesh of Tumah. Metumas al Kodesh. Sounds like a great drasha, Rav Shimon. The Gemara actually asked later on, like, what's Rav Huda do with it? And I'm like, can't see my furish. Shimon says, V'chiper ala Kodesh, Metumas Bnei Yisrael, Metumas al Kodesh. Yoha called Tumas of a Kodesh. So maybe once you're saying now Tumas Kodesh, or even for Rav Yehuda that's a Svara, well maybe it's on every single Tumas by Ben Yesh by Yedia, Aim by Yedia, all the combinations of Yedias. Maybe it's every Tumas Mikus Kodashov. Yochal call Tumas Kodesh Yesar Zemechaper. Tamloyim Peshayim Chokai Daisam. Chatom Dumi de Pesham. Ma Pesham, just like amazed. She'inim Nai Carbon. Af Chatom She'inim Nai Carbon. It has to be a case where there's no carbon. So it has to be, that's starting, for starting point. It can't be Yediyah B'tchila and Yediyah B'soif, B'hel Metayim, which is Chayav HaKarbon, because if you Chayav HaKarbon already, it can't be included in this parasha of Tzara Nasafnim, because it says, M'peshiyem L'chokha Tesom, it has to be Chatom Dumi B'shom, it's not Chayav HaKarbon. Okay, but M'nai L'esh V'yediyah B'tchila, V'ein B'yediyah B'soif, maybe it's talking about Ein B'yediyah B'tchila, which is not Chayav HaKarbon, so it stems, because it's M'peshiyem L'chokha Tesom, and it's not Chayav HaKarbon, so maybe it's a different type of Tumas Mikdash Kodesh, it's not Chayav HaKarbon. Zach the Gemara, Menai Leishva Yediyah B'tchila Ve'im 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 going to be Chayev Chatas. The Chol Chatas is right now it's not Chayev, but it's possible to be Chayev Chatas. How is that Mashma? It's Mashma if you find out afterwards. But if, something, if you don't have Yediyah B'tchila, you're not Chayev Karban at all. Even if you figure it out afterwards, you're not Chayev Karban at all. So it can't be talking about that. So that's when we narrow it down. The Sar Nas Mavdim is talking about Tumas Mikdash Vikadashov. Which Tumas Mikdash Vikadashov? Talking about Tumas Mikdash Vikadashov of the Yesh by Yediyah B'tchila, but Ein by Yediyah B'soif yet. And you are using this to be toilah you on the different Yesurim that Shaygu B'Machayev, they're being toilah on that.